What in the hell is the Alliance of American Football?
This is the future. This is not the past. This is the future, and the future moves fast. This is quicker, simpler, rules, reform. This is your game, safer. This is football, reborn. This is our moment, our story to tell. This is history begun. This is the XFL.
Hello, sports fans, and welcome to Inside the XFL. Please join me in welcoming our host for this evening, Mikey C.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the second ever episode of Inside the XFL. This is what happens when you create a podcast for something that isn't happening for 2 years. You have absolutely nothing to talk about. Basically, since Vince McMahon announced the return of the XFL back in January, if you go to the XFL's official website, there's nothing there except for that day. Like, that's, if you go under news, there's nothing new. It's been almost 3 months and we've heard nothing. But there is news in kind of the alternative football league world, because back in March, Charlie Ebersol, remember Charlie Ebersol? He's the guy who actually created the 30 for 30 for ESPN about the XFL. He's the son of Dick Ebersol, who was one of the original people behind the XFL. Well, in March, Charlie Ebersol announced that he is creating a brand new football league called the Alliance of American Football. It's set to start in February 2019, a year before the XFL returns. It's already got a team in Orlando, and it's already got a coach, Steve Spurrier. I mean, these are things that are coming at you very fast. They've got a TV partner with CBS and the CBS Sports Network. They've got, if you go to their website, AAF.com, which is not the Boston radio station, it's got a countdown, 295 days. They're already calling the Orlando Alliance, which I just assume is what they're going to call every team, Alliance, because the Alliance is what the league is. And you can already put a season ticket deposit down, $50 for a season ticket deposit for the Orlando Alliance team. This is insanity. So there's a video that the AAF, American Alliance of Football, put out. I'm going to play that for you now.
It's called the saddest Sunday in America, the first of 6 months with no football. For millions of fans, it means they'll stop watching sports altogether. For thousands of players who missed their shot, the dream of playing slips farther away. Football is like America. Both are built on opportunity, hard work, and innovation. As a sport and a nation, we root for the believers, the long shots, the early risers, and the never quitters, the ones who invent the future. We never know where greatness will come from, but we know it always starts with the same question. What if? What if football didn't have to end in February? What if players who missed the big show by a fraction of a second or a tenth of an inch finally got a second chance to change football forever? What if we brought football into the 21st century? What if we didn't have to say, what if? In February of 2019, some of the most respected minds in the history of the game will come together to form the Alliance of American Football.
Ooh, some of the most respected minds. I got to tell you, nobody gives two shits about minds. What they care about are players. Now, look, the XFL They don't have any players either. They have Vince McMahon. They have WWE behind them. I don't know what else they have. They have also the history of the XFL, kind of this cult weird thing. And this Alliance of American Football seems like it's a little more, first of all, that was a corny-ass commercial, but seems like it's a little more in tune with the NFL, I'm guessing. You know, I don't know if it has any allegiance to it. Let me look it up now. Beep, boop, beep, boop, beep, beep, boop, 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 beep, boop, beep, boop, boop. Do, 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 do. The AAF will be overseen by former NFL general manager Bill Polian. Bill Polian. What a joke Bill Polian is. Yeah. Former Pittsburgh Steeler Troy Polamalu. Okay. He's respected. And executive J.K. McKay is his name. Hines Ward, Justin Tuck, Dick Ebersol are going to be advisors. So it automatically has the backing of a major network, CBS and CBS Sports Network. It's got a cable network. It's got a network. Both are CBS. I don't know if CBS has any ownership in this thing, but it is going to take place 1 week after the next Super Bowl. I mean, basically from August when preseason starts all the way through February, we're going to have the NFL. And right after that, we're going to have the American Alliance of American Football 1 year before our beloved XFL even gets off the ground. So this is kind of crazy. I wonder if they knew that Vince was going to announce the return of the XFL. I wonder if they had any idea when they were going to try to kick things off. XFL is giving themselves 2 years to get everything in place. The Alliance of American Football is going to give themselves 1 year. But here's the problem. Now, all the best football players in the world, you'd think they're in the NFL already. If they're not in the NFL, you'd probably guess that they're in the Canadian Football League. Maybe they're in the Arena League. That's probably, I think, the third tier. I feel like Canadian Football League is the next tier league. So the XFL was going to basically get the best of who's ever left, I guess. Maybe they could lure people in with money and contracts. I'm not sure. But they're going to get the best of who's not in the NFL, the best who's not in the CFL. They probably would get people before they go to Arena. I'm sure people would go play this game first. But now the AAF League is coming in a year ahead. So all these players who thought, I'm going to get a chance to play professional football, I'm going to go and try out for the XFL. Now they're like, wait, I don't have to wait another year. A year, I'm going to become a year older. I'm going to be, have another year, you know, less on my career. I'm going to go play this league with these people. They have NFL people. They have a real network. I'm going to go play over here. So that basically screws Vince and the XFL even more. That's all I have. I mean, there's no real XFL news. Everything that is news, if you go to XFL under Google News and type in XFL, everything's speculation. Oh, this team, they should have a team here. They should have a team there. And now you start seeing things for this Alliance of American Football. It's basically everyone dealing with the XFL is in a waiting period. Now, there's going to be 8 teams in this league. The only team that's been announced has been the Orlando team. The Alliance has been discussing with the potential coaches of the league with a base salary for coaches of $500,000. That's the estimate. I don't see how the XFL can compete with this already. And they're going to have 8 teams as well, as far as I can tell. Well, it says 8 teams. This is the original XFL. I'm looking at Wikipedia. So, okay, there are proposed 8 teams. Yeah, we did that already. Actually, one of my tweets that started my whole reason of having a podcast that they have 8 teams. There's one line on the Wikipedia page that says, McMahon denied that the timing of the announcement was meant to coincide with recent rating downturn being experienced by the NFL. But what's interesting, I wonder if McMahon knew that the AAF was going to be coming, so he wanted to get in there first. Because it kind of all happened really quick, where all of a sudden we get an announcement that 2 years from now, there's going to be the XFL returning. And McMahon stated he wants to be playing in existing NFL markets. So that I'm just looking at some things on Wikipedia. So that wouldn't mean Orlando, which means that's why Orlando would be in the AAF. So I wonder, you know, you'd think McMahon wants to be in existing NFL markets because they already have the people there who are fans of football automatically built in, and B, they already have structure, so maybe they can cut a deal to play in these same locations or similar locations for some of these places, because again, they are not in competition with the NFL. The best players are going into the NFL. The XFL is in competition with this new Alliance of American Football. These sons of bitches who came in and just a month ago, literally a month today, they announced that there's going to be a new football league and it isn't the XFL and it's coming in 2019. Well, my peeps, screw 2019. I have on a good authority that year is not even going to be fun. The real fun is coming in 2020 when your XFL returns. Let's be honest. I'm going to tune into the AAF league to see what it is. If there's a Boston team, I guess. I don't know if I could be a fan of that. Automatically built in, I'm going to be tuning into XFL and hope there's a New England team or a Boston team that I will root for. I find a team, I will root for a team. AAF, I'm just looking at you like you're the competition. Are there any Alliance of American Football podcasts out there yet? Huh? You sons of bitches. So listen, my name is Mike. You can find this podcast, as you can tell, no one's home right now, so I can be very loud, so I can sound like I really have a knowledge, and I sound like I'm really passionate about this. But let me tell you, you can find me on Twitter, at XFL Football. That's right. You can find us on iTunes, Inside the XFL, and the website is fansnotexperts.com/XFL. I put a podcast up. Wait a minute, I'm going to actually tell you how many listeners I have, because what do I have to follow? I have, according to my feed burner, which is what I use to post my website, I have 53 subscribers to this podcast. Whoop-de-doo! So if you're one of those 53, thank you for listening. And if you know anyone who'd be interested, please burn this on a CD and send this to them and say, hey, check this podcast out. Maybe we'll just do CD trading. Maybe that's how we'll do things going forward. Anyway, thank you for listening. Short and sweet. Viva la XFL. And screw you, Alliance of American Football. Screw 2019. I'm waiting for 2020.
This has been a presentation of Fans Not Experts, the network of champions. Fans Not Experts.